Hello, my name is Jackson Powell.
My name is Connor McMahon.
And this is our podcast on due process and the rights of the accused. So what exactly is due process and the right of the accused?
Due process is the fair treatment of a citizen, their home country, and it is the only right found twice in the Bill of Rights, and it helps to protect citizens from unjust legal actions.
But you cannot forget the rights of the accused either. It is a major part of due process. It is one of the most important set of rights because it protects those who have been accused of crime and allows people to maintain a presumption of innocence.
Now let's get this bread and talk about Miranda rights.
You have the right to remain silent.
Miranda rights are an individual's right once they've been accused and are being taken into custody. These rights include the right to remain silent and the right to an attorney and under judicial rulings. They are protected by the Fifth and Sixth Amendments.
That's pretty radical. Now let's talk about search and seizure. Unwarranted search and seizure is where the law enforcement search the possessions and potentially body of a person at random. This right is forfeit if the person is being taken into custody. However, a police officer cannot legally just pull you over and decide to search your car. This also applies to cell phone data, which is protected by the Fourth Amendment.
I'm searching for why this is interesting, but I think I'm gonna have a seizure. But let's say someone does get searched without a warrant and you have to defend yourself in court. How will you do it? Well, funny enough, the state will give you a lawyer if you don't already have one. So don't worry about it. Under the ruling of Gideon v. Wainwright, every citizen who cannot afford a lawyer is entitled to one under federal law.
I'm really happy someone who's illiterate is explaining this to you. So when you lose your case because you're going against the government, at least you can get really mad at the lawyer instead of yourself.
However, Gideon v. Wainwright did not come about easily. Gideon was in jail for 4 years before the Supreme Court decided to hear his appeal. Even after that occurred, Gideon had to choose his lawyer, the ACLU or W. Fred Turner. Gideon chose Turner and then won the case, further cementing American rights.
You can see this type of trend happen in most of the Supreme Court cases, as the Supreme Court has to decide whether or not to hear a case.
Ernesto Miranda, Miranda v. Arizona fame, was in prison for 9 years before the Supreme Court heard his case, and they ruled in his favor.
Did you know that Miranda was murdered in a bar, then the man who killed him was released as he wasn't read his Miranda rights?
All right, now it's time for El Debate. So anyways, I hate the Fourth Amendment and due process. It sucks. Really, truthfully, just hate it. I hate the Bill of Rights. We should abolish all of them.
Whoa. Hold your horses, sicko. That's a violation of our basic human rights set aside to us by the Founding Fathers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But it's clear that we need a 1984 society where Bush, our Lord and Savior...
Thought it was Jeb.
It is Jeb Bush. I just said Bush, man. Oh. Come on. You can't just come in here...
Keep talking.
...and watches over the people of the United States from his big brother compound.
No, listen! The Fourth Amendment specifically tells us that we cannot be searched or seized without proper cause. Clause. Good job. This is the reason why the 2-3-4 rule exists and why most police officers follow it.
So, the Fourth Amendment is good, but you have to have proof that due process is good, but you have no proof that due process is good for us!
Without due process, you wouldn't be treated fair in the courts and probably be in jail right now, moron.
I guess you're right, and I agree with you. For now, anyways.
End debate.
So last but not least, we know that the courts have restricted personal freedoms to protect the people of the United States. This can be seen in some cases, such as TLO v. New Jersey and Board of Education versus Earls. This system will be in place for as long as the Bill of Rights exists to protect the nation and its people. I'm Jackson.
And I'm Connor.
And this has been...
AP Gov Podcast. Dun, 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 dun. That's Madden. I quit.
So yeah, pretty much the Fourth Amendment is one of our more important amendments in our society. It's kind of the one that just encompasses like it encompasses a lot of civil liberties cases. It's just like a very important case in the United States. Very important amendment in the United States. Overall, it's probably like the second most important after the first, just due to the fact that it has to do with arrests and stuff. And you have a lot of things with like police brutality that falls under the Fourth Amendment and things like that. Because it's about law enforcement, search and seizure. And it's just pretty prevalent in our modern day society. In 2018, it's one of the most talked about amendments, really, when you think about all of our current events. And that's why it's like one of the most important. So that's about it for this edition, or quick 50-second edition of this podcast. You know what I mean? So, yep, this is where I'm ending it. This is Jackson Powell signing off.